Thanks again, Ian. And now on to our last set of news items, which will range from restaurants, repairs to roadside milestones, traffic chaos as emergency water workforce road closures, and pets. First, the bosses of some of North Norwich's newest and most popular venues say dining habits have changed, particularly among Gen Z, who crave casual dining experiences over silver service. George Coley and Nathaniel Crothers are directors of Brick Pizza, Yard, Tallow, Birch and the Weaver's Arms in Norwich. None of their venues, other than the Weaver's Arms on Sundays, accept bookings, which they say has helped boost profits by enabling them to turn over tables faster, while also stopping people from booking tables and not turning up on the night. In a nutshell, the dining experience in Norwich has changed.
Milestones marking the distance en route to Norwich have been restored by Chris Richmond and other volunteers who are bringing stones back to their former glory. Mr. Richmond, a bus driver and filmmaker, has been cleaning and painting the markers along the B1108 from Norwich to Watton. The 38-year-old became involved with the project after being contacted by Nigel Ford, who led a major restoration of the stones 15 years ago. He said, "They have survived this long and they draw you back to a simpler time and are still there under all of our modern infrastructure. I think cleaning and painting them helps draw people's attention to these otherwise forgotten roadside relics. Many date back to the mid-1700s, when turnpike roads were the fastest mode of travel."
A sea of pink is set to sweep through the countryside with an ambitious goal. The Pink Ladies Tractor Road Run will return on July the 5th, bringing together more than 180 women in decorated tractors for Cancer Research UK's breast cancer appeal. The 20-mile journey through South Norfolk and North Suffolk has raised £1.36 million since it started in 2004. And this year, they are setting their sights on reaching £1.5 million. Organiser Annie Chapman said, "What an amazing achievement for a bunch of ladies on tractors to have raised more than £1 million in 21 years for breast cancer research. This year we have 1.5 million in our sights, and with a huge effort from everyone involved, we really can achieve it."
A road closure diversion route led to chaos after it took drivers down a clearly marked bus gate. Some confused motorists reversed into oncoming traffic to avoid going through the area, which normally results in a £70 fine. The diversion signs were put out by Anglia Water after it closed Thorpe Road junction with Carrow Road to fix a water leak. Drivers heading into the city were diverted along Thorpe Road, which led to the bus gate, just before joining with Riverside. Although the enforcement signs were covered, the bold red paint indicating the bus gate on the road left drivers confused and angry.
Have you ever wanted to know what your dog or cat thought, or what it would look like as a pop star or movie star? Well, Kevin Mackay, who has run various gaming sites in the past, has launched a business venture called Boop Poops. Boop Boops. boopbops.co.uk. Users can upload a picture of their pet, which is then scanned and read by the system. They can then select from a range of different styles or choose the captions they want, depending on the studio. Once finished, a unique image or strip will be produced, which can be uploaded or printed on greeting cards, mugs, T-shirts, posters and more, and all shipped from the UK.
Work on creating a new habitat at the edge of a popular Broads walking spot have progressed. Three uniquely shaped scrapes have been dug out at Whitlingham Country Park and will soon become home to a range of wading birds and invertebrates. Scrapes are shallow ponds less than 1 metre in depth which hold rain or flood water seasonally but stay damp for most of the year. Diggers broke the ground on May the 6th to create the shallow ponds, which will each have different depths for a variety of habitats. The neighbouring Great Broad, made through gravel extraction during the 1990s, also has a variety of depths to attract a wider range of wildlife. The new water spaces will become muddy margins during the warmer weather, and without the water present, will still be beneficial to its inhabitants. Last month, repairs to the ruins of Trouse Newton Hall near the Flint Barn Cafe at the site began.